Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. It's Thursday, October 16th. A rare occasion, DK is with us on Thursday.
That's true.
Gross.
I'm here for the show that I'm worst at, Throwback Thursday, because I'm only 26 years old.
Episode 1763. We're going to do Halloween memories.
I don't have any throwback. Actually, I do have one.
Yeah, that includes you now. Yeah, so I think that's a good thing.
I can save it, though.
We've got 15 days until that big event, Halloween. Siegel's at... That scared me. Siegel at Riverdale is
There's
on WGNS and Big G TV tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
This weekend, Tennessee's at Alabama. Vandy hosts LSU. MTSU is off. And the Titans host New England. And if Brian Callahan is still the coach, by then, this will be the game. This will be the game that does it. If Vrabel and the Patriots come in and beat them, that should may do it. So we'll just have to wait and see, I guess. Got a great show today. It's Throwback Thursday, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We're sponsored by America's Thrift Stores.
Are we really?
You've been there.
I have.
Brian's been there. I have not been there yet. But they shop. You can shop smart at America's Thrift Stores, now open in Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Browse standout pieces or snag brand name steals at up to 70% off retail. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
Make your bright eyed bushy tail.
Our song of the day. Notice how quickly I'm moving. Our song of the day, Halloween songs, Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Nope.
That's not that shouldn't be there.
That's right. We've already played Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Yeah.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery. Ooh, it's a mystery song of the day.
By Rockwell.
Well, it's not a mystery now.
Well, do you know the name of the song?
Yeah, Rockwell.
No,
that's the artist.
By Rockwell.
By Rockwell. It's Rockwell's song.
Yes, it is a Rockwell song.
There you go. I always feel somebody's watching me.
Who?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Name that tune.
I think that's Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell.
Is that right?
That is correct.
1983.
I have no idea.
Oh.
Well, so glad that Brian and Dalton are both here today as we celebrate this Thursday. And be careful driving out there, always, as
you know,
always.
When we do Throwback Thursday, throwback things like today, for me, are also kind of throwbacks for him. Oh, it was 1982. I was right. On the year the song came out. Anyway.
Oh.
Because my throwbacks are from my childhood, and he was my father, so.
I have a question.
Allegedly.
I have a question.
Okay. We're bringing this up. Wow.
Wow. You heard it first here on the Wake Up Crew.
Ah, man. Wow. I'm so thankful. Can I meet the real one?
We hope he's rich.
Maybe. I just want him to be nice.
And know your name. Yeah. You cringe every time I call him DK now.
I know. I don't like it.
Well, you don't have to.
Okay. Oh. Keith?
That's good.
That gets him hard.
I'm going to start signing off the news. That's how I'm going to start doing it.
How come you named him after me if
DK
you didn't
can
want
be
him
Don
to,
Knotts?
If you didn't want, want him to be called Keith, why did you even do that then? You seem like you're ashamed of my name.
Mm.
Oh, my.
Wow.
I want a new father, too.
So I'm going to start signing off. That's all for now.
I just
I'm Keith
want
Barrett
one.
For News Radio WGNS.
I just want one that's nice to me.
Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'll keep doing the show, even if he's not my dad.
My dad's historical.
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So. One of his helpers, of course.
Yeah. He's a helper, Sandy.
Well, that's pretty important.
My dad.
Don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever sit on my dad's knee?
I did. I got a picture
of
it.
Did you really? You need to bring that picture.
My dad
like
built like
that.
Santa Claus. I'm sorry.
Wow.
You're like on the edge, buddy.
He really is pushing it, isn't he, TOL? I mean, he's really.
I'm sorry. We need to get off that.
Yeah,
that's rude. John Boy Dink.
Ooh, that hurt deep down.
Take them both.
You said you brought up. Well, we don't have time. We'll do it later. You brought up something yesterday. We were going to talk about like family resemblances and that kind of thing. We'll talk about that a little later on today.
Yeah.
You don't know who your family is.
That's true.
We know who your mother is.
Yes.
Because you look just like her mother.
Allegedly.
Oh, I'm adopted? Whoa! What a score!
Your father is Bill Gates. Oh, man. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with more of the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll see lots of sunshine as temperatures top out in the upper 70s, falling back to 51 tonight with a few clouds rolling through, warming up to 83 on Friday and mostly sunny. Passing clouds come in for Friday night as we bottom out around 60. We'll see another sunny day on Saturday, a high of 86, and winds pick up. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 58 degrees.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun, Toots. Good food and fun.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and the Blue Jays found their offense in Game 3 of the ALCS.
His pitch. Vladdy hits it high in deep center field. Moving back, Rodriguez at the warning track. Leaps at the fence. Did he get it? He did not. It's gone. Home run, Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Blue Jays Radio Network on the call. That was one of five home runs for Toronto. They also had 18 hits as they crushed the Mariners 13-4, but Seattle still leads the series 2-1. Thursday night football between the Bengals and the Steelers, but Cincinnati has listed their pass rusher Trey Hendrickson as questionable because of a hip injury. In NBA news, ESPN reports that LeBron James, who's dealing with sciatica, will take a patient approach before his Lakers season debut with the expectation that he could return early November, but they may push the timeline back if needed. And on the ice, the Mammoth took down the Flames 3-1.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after the hour here on the Wake Up Crew. John, Brian, and Dalton are here. In fact, I'm going to do a whole new lease here in just a second. I'm going to
Wipe the slate clean.
Wipe the slate clean. That's true. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. You can learn more at sharingchange.org. All right, and the only way I know to do this, and because we've been ugly to each other.
That's true.
The last couple of days,
that's
actually.
Right. Yeah.
So we're going to start over clean here. So I'm going to start it. I'll start it, okay? You know, I like Dalton. I think that's the name that you ought to be. I mean, I just think you're going to always be Dalton.
When John,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
John, I like your hat.
Thank you. Thank you, Dalton. And you know what, Brian? You look like you've lost some weight.
Why'd you laugh?
I'm not laughing.
I will say, he's been in a much better mood since he turned his phone off.
He has,
hasn't
he?
He's been, the past couple days, he's been doing this show with his phone turned off, and he's in a much better mood.
I don't know, but we probably need to have a intervention, because I think he's a phone addict.
Screenager.
Yeah.
Says the screen addict himself.
What do you mean? Oh, him?
I'm looking at you!
What? I don't look at my screen all the time.
Oh, bologna sandwich.
I don't. Nally Grace is at home, or it's a rock. Oh, okay, yeah.
You do the thing, it's really funny, the thing that like teenagers do when they pick up their phone to do one thing, they just get sucked in and they wind up doing something else.
Yeah.
You'll pick it up to check a text message, and next thing you know, you're scrolling Facebook.
Well, we talked about it the other day. We watch TV shows, and Brian and I, we talked about, I don't remember what I watched because I was
on
your
phone.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
My phone is relatively...
Remember clean slate, Brian.
Yeah?
Clean slate.
My phone is relatively locked down. I don't have social media, internet, or any of that on my phone. I can just call and text.
No, but you can text.
That's true.
I like it when you text me during the games.
I've started doing that because I'm watching.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Somebody's out there watching me.
Watching me.
All right, it's time for our good neighbor of the day. And... Carolyn Baldridge Martin is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for all of the work she puts in creating fun activities for everyone at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Caroline's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. The Good Neighbor Spotlight is built by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, supporting the folks who help keep Rutherford County thriving.
And you can text the word NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450 to nominate a Good Neighbor of the Day, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/Good Neighbor. Holiday row, ho, ho.
Oh. Well, you got to do your...
What is that supposed to
be? Birthdays. You can get your birthdays into us by... calling or texting us.
Okay. My phone has a bubble in the screen.
Not a phone addict. Okay, go ahead.
It is Dictionary Day. So, you know, celebrate.
Do they still make dictionaries?
They do.
Do they really?
Yeah, you can still buy them.
Well, that's pretty awesome. I didn't know that. 624.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Sign-ups are going on right now for First Shot's Winter Basketball League in Rutherford County. Coach Andy Herzer guides kids to sharpen basketball skills and build teamwork through exciting clinics and games. Since 2003, First Shot has empowered youth to grow in mind, spirit, and body. Don't miss out. Join the fun and develop lifelong skills. Visit firstshottn.org today and register for the Winter Basketball League. That's firstshottn.org.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. In a developing story, a 20-year-old woman has been arrested in connection with the fatal shooting of her 62-year-old live-in boyfriend in Bellevue Tuesday morning. Metro Nashville police say Haley J. Hall was found near the body of Mahmoud Z. Albuni inside their apartment on Highway 70 South. A handgun was recovered at the scene. Hall reportedly admitted to a witness that she shot Albuni, but has not spoken to detectives. She's being held on a $100,000 bond for criminal homicide. A man is behind bars after a high-speed chase and crash in Nashville Tuesday night. Police say 39-year-old Brandon Taylor fled from officers after allegedly dealing drugs near Dickerson Pike. He crashed into a utility pole and tried to run, but was quickly arrested. Taylor, a convicted felon, now faces multiple charges and remains in jail on a $61,500 bond.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Some of Nashville's iconic Broadway bars and restaurants say they may be forced to shut down due to skyrocketing property taxes. Rob Mortensen with the Broadway Entertainment Association says recent assessments have left local businesses facing increases of hundreds of thousands of dollars. Layla's Honky Tonk owner says tax hikes of up to 400% are threatening their survival. Critics, including Councilmember Jacob Cupin, says the city's appraisal formula unfairly treats small businesses like major corporations, and they're urging a fix before it's too late. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 27 minutes after the hour. Don't forget, we've got Good Neighbor Events. Rewind is up, coming up. Another check of the weather and our first look at traffic coming up as well. And let's not forget the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf at 6:57. That always gets him fired up.
Not Dick Wolf, who writes all the TV shows.
No, Matt Wolf. No. Boy, he's had a great career.
Yeah, he has. That man is filthy rich. When did he start?
That was good. You got that quickly.
Did he start on Buffy?
I think so. I think that's right.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
But those shows have been on 20 years and longer.
And the shows he's got in syndication. He probably has more shows in syndication than anyone.
We did. Now, I want to get off track. We had showed some pictures of Lena, your beautiful daughter. And he showed them to me at a ball game the other night. And I'm like going, wow. Because the last time I saw her, she kind of looked like Megan.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Megan's not listening, but
she's not. Don't worry.
But you know, it was like this last picture looks just like Dalton Barrett.
She's definitely taken a little bit of her eyes have gotten darker. I think that changed a lot. Her eyes got a little darker, and I think her eyes
hair
are going to turn up brown.
Hair color is a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Her hair's
now,
going out a little
Megan
bit.
Does Megan think that too?
Well, she's still got some of Megan's features, but mm-hmm. Megan does think that, yeah. And she's got dimples.
She's kind of always thought that, honestly.
Yeah.
More so than a lot of people.
There's a picture when she was real little, and you put it side by side with a baby picture of Megan, and they're the same.
I wish the audience could look at Lena, but, it's impossible.
They can't. But, I look...
She's been to church now.
Oh, yeah.
She's seen Grandpa at lunch. Mm-hmm. She's a regular at the lunch table.
Regular at lunch.
Pop.
We just call him Pop.
What did I say?
Grandpa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't want to be a grandpa.
I'm
going to be something fun.
I look like my mom.
So what an idiot.
Me and my mom look a lot alike. Like we're...
Right.
It's that side of the family. We all kind of...
Bobby looks like your mother.
Me and Bobby look the same, even as babies.
Do you think...
Strong genes.
I'm asking serious questions now. So do you think God looked down upon you and said, whatever we do, we're not going to make that baby, that grandchild, look like Brian? I mean, do you think he said that?
I'm handsome. But what I do think I have
a new leaf. I forget.
What I do think I have, which I've only noticed in my old age recently, what I've noticed is I've gotten a little lankier, and my shoulders have gone up, like the natural state of my shoulders, which is a Barrett trait. My granddaddy was like that. All my uncles are like that. Like, it's just like shoulders up, real lanky, and you walk like this. You walk real stiff. And I've noticed that I do that. So I've got, while I have a Norman face, that's my mom's side of the family, I have a Barrett body, like through and through. It's really strange to look at. I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, weird. It's weird. It weirds me out.
But she's a pretty thing. And she's how old? 4 months?
She is 5 months today.
5 months.
Today's 5 month birthday.
She looks like she's 9 months. because there's a picture you showed.
She does. Well, she wears 9 months clothes. Yeah.
Yeah, and she looks just like you at 9 months.
Next month we'll do a little 6 month. We're gonna do a little birthday get together for her half birthday. We'll call it a half birthday party or something.
Aw. That's so sweet.
Nice.
She can eat fruit.
You're gonna have it at Pop-Pop's or your house?
Probably at our house.
Okay. Do you know how to get there, Brian? To his house?
He was there the other day.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I've got a story about that, actually. It's a quick story.
It's coming up.
Yeah,
Just hold on to
it.
It's coming up. It's time for Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
Get back in time. 1888, the Washington Monument opens for public admittance. I wonder if it's closed right now since, you know.
I think so. Yeah. I think all national monuments are closed.
Yeah. 1915, Woodrow Wilson becomes the first U.S. president to attend a World Series game.
What date are we on here?
Oh, my. Did I miss the day again?
I think.
October
maybe.
16th.
Sorry. I don't know how. My pages all got turned. I'm way off.
Do you.
Oh, here we go.
Do you need new glasses?
No. For some reason, it was folded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're skipping around a little bit.
You know.
It happens.
1923, Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio founded.
Dun, 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 dun.
1962, Cuban Missile Crisis begins, and as shown photos confirming the presence of Soviet missiles in Cuba. Tommy Agee in 1969 and Ed Crane pull homer. Tommy Agee makes two great catches, and the Mets win the World Series 4-1 over the Baltimore Orioles. 1972, the rock band Creedence Clearwater Revival break up.
Hey!
'Cause the lead singer of that band is reformed with other guys, and they're doing a Creedence Clearwater Revival tour kind of thing.
Oh, cool.
All the old songs. And in 2019, Netflix reveals its most popular original movie was Sandra Bullock's Bird Box and TV series Stranger Things for the year. Now, there you go, the example you were talking about. 2019, Stranger Things, it's still on.
Still on?
And only have, what, 40 episodes?
Yeah,
maybe?
Something like that. Very short.
It's crazy. And that's a look at Today in History. Coming up, Brandon Brooks standing by to add a little bit to it with Rewind. We've got more to come here on a Thursday from the Wake Up.
This is CBS Rewind.
October 16th.
Ladies and gentlemen.
1958.
On NBC.
The NBC premiere of the special, An Evening with Fred Astaire.
This is a very exciting night for me.
This date in 1976. The Rick Dees novelty record.
Look at me.
Disco Duck.
I'm the disco duck.
Hit the top spot on the singles chart.
Just been introduced.
And 16 years ago today. Oscar-nominated actress Deborah Kerr died at 86.
On a clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll see lots of sunshine as temperatures top out in the upper 70s, falling back to 51 tonight with a few clouds rolling through, warming up to 83 on Friday and mostly sunny. Passing clouds come in for Friday night as we bottom out around 60. We'll see another sunny day on Saturday, a high of 86, and winds pick up. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 58 degrees.
Good morning. Starting to build with a little bit more volume up through Antioch right now on 24 westbound here at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that traffic normally building in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County towards Nashville. It's already picked up with more volume on Vietnam Vets going westbound as you work your way through Hendersonville. It's on the increase even more. I-40 over here at Donaldson Pike passing the airport. Stein Dental Care in Nashville with over 355 star wonderful Google reviews. Call Stein Dental Care in Nashville today. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by the law offices of John Day, Americare Pest Control, and Old National Bank.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Patronize our local family businesses. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is this coming Saturday morning at MTSU's Dean Hayes Track and Soccer Stadium. Registration is at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. The Promise Garden Ceremony is at 9, and the walk begins at 9:30. That's the Walk to End Alzheimer's this Saturday morning at MTSU's Dean Hayes Track and Soccer Stadium. And for 5 days this week, it's the CytoSport Dog Agility World Games at the Tennessee Miller Coliseum. That's October 15th through 19th from 9 in the morning until 5 in the evening at the Tennessee Miller Coliseum. Again, admission is free. Explore the Cannonsburg Village after dark, 6 until 9 in the spooky evening, October 17th and 18th. Admission $5 per person. Children ages 5 and younger are admitted free. That's this weekend at Cannonsburg Pioneer Village. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We deliver state-of-the-art care by state-of-the-heart people.
I can see clearly now.
I have difficult eyes to do contacts with, and they test them, and they work with me a lot on getting the right contacts. And now I have glaucoma, and they're working with that to make sure that that's treated accurately.
McCabe Vision Center.
I definitely would recommend them.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
6:39 here on The Wake Up Crew. CBS National News headlines are next, followed by a local news update and the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf coming up at 6:57, right before CBS News. We're throwing it back here in the next hour, so don't forget to hang around for that, Throwback Thursday. And we'll be talking to the Villages of Murfreesboro later on this morning as well. Time for our dad joke of the day, and we did a reverse. That's the first time that's ever happened in the history of the dad joke, a reverse decision. It was a thumbs down, and it was reversed to a thumbs up. I think that's a fair way. It's kind of like referees getting together and making the right call.
Well, and it was a tough joke to deliver, and so he struggled a little bit on delivery, so we wanted to give him a second chance there.
Paid off. Let's see what happens today.
What do you call a running chicken?
Oh, running chicken. I don't know what.
Fast food.
I
think that one edges out a thumbs up.
Yeah.
It was a solid joke, solid delivery. I didn't think it was personally very funny, but everything about it was in line, so I think that gives you a thumbs up.
Fair as can be. 6:41.
CBS News Brief. President Trump confirms he's okayed covert CIA operations in Venezuela. CBS's Ed O'Keefe asked,
does the CIA have authority to take out Maduro?
Oh, I don't want to answer a question like that. That's a ridiculous question for me to be given. Not really a ridiculous question, but wouldn't it be a ridiculous question for me to answer?
Hamas returned the bodies of two more hostages to Israel last night, but the remains of 19 others are still unaccounted for. Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
Hamas said it has now returned all of the bodies of the hostages that it was able to reach. Israel denied the Hamas claim and said that Hamas is violating the terms of the ceasefire.
The highest paid soccer players in the world? Forbes' Justin Birnbaum on the magazine's new list.
Cristiano Ronaldo leads the way for the sixth time in the last decade, and he's trailed by his longtime rival, Lionel Messi.
Ronaldo makes $280 million a year in salary and endorsements. Messi, $130 million. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A surge in healthcare-related disciplinary actions has put Middle Tennessee under scrutiny, with the Tennessee Department of Health reporting 45 nurses and applicants facing license suspensions, revocations, or probation in its August 2025 disciplinary report. Several cases involve professionals in Rutherford County and surrounding areas, with violations ranging from drug diversion and controlled substance abuse to criminal convictions and falsified documentation. Among the most serious cases, Patty A. Swint, a nurse who practiced in Nashville's St. Thomas Surgicare, had her license suspended after being found guilty of diverting opioids. In Spring Hill, LPN Stacy Gleason had her license revoked for failing to report DUI convictions. While in Franklin, nurse Lydia Rolland was suspended for improper medication documentation. Violators weren't limited to nursing, massage therapists, pharmacists, social workers, and even physical therapy assistants across the region were cited for issues ranging from expired licenses to sexual misconduct and improper prescribing practices. In lighter news, Nashville's beloved Santa's Pub will reopen on Sunday, October 19th for a special grand reopening and birthday celebration honoring its late founder, Denzel Irwin. The cash-only bar located on Bransford Avenue has been closed since Irwin's passing in September. Known for its festive Christmas decor and celebrity sightings, the pub will host karaoke, food, and live music from 4 p.m. until 2:45 a.m. Admission is $10 at the door. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick, digestible format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Do your sinus infections always seem to come back no matter what you do? The pressure builds, the headaches drag on, the congestion makes it hard to sleep, hard to focus, hard to feel like yourself. Here's what most people don't actually know. Sinus infections keep coming back because your sinuses can't fully drain. That's why the pressure, the headaches, and the congestion keep coming back time and time again. Balloon sinuplasty gently opens your sinuses in a quick in-office procedure so the infections can finally clear. At Murfreesboro Sinus Center, they've helped thousands of patients break free from the sinus infection cycle so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and finally feel like yourself again. Don't wait another season fighting sinus pain. Call Murfreesboro Sinus Center today at 615-649-4590 to see if balloon sinuplasty is right for you. Call 615-649-4590. That's 615-649-4590.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I've been in business for 8 years. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food. So I'm set up here at Rutherford County Farmers Market Tuesdays and Fridays, and if you've got something interesting on your menu, come on out and see what's wild. My name's Bob Starr. I own and operate Pilgrimage Farm in Lewisburg, Tennessee. I am a mushroom and specialty produce farm that also does wild foraged food.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open. Tana Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. A silver alert has been issued for Ricky Baker, a missing man from Clarksville. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation says Baker was last seen wearing a red shirt that says Proud Dad and green shorts. He's 5'8", weighs 185 pounds, has brown eyes, and is bald. Baker has a medical condition that may affect his ability to return home safely. He was last seen early Tuesday morning after possibly leaving his home on Winding Bluff Way. If you see him, call 911 or contact Clarksville Police. The city of Crossville has reversed its decision to launch a city-run ambulance service and will instead let voters decide in a November 2026 referendum. The city council voted to rescind the EMS plan over concerns about cost, including a potential property tax hike of up to 112%. Mayor R.J. Crawford said residents had voiced strong concerns. The proposed EMS would have operated under the city's fire department starting in 2026.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
A breakthrough at Vanderbilt University Medical Center is transforming kidney cancer treatment. Nashville talent agent Bob Kincaid was given just 4 months to live, but thanks to an experimental drug combo, he's now in remission. The treatment, now a national standard, uses immune therapy to attack tumors and cut off their blood supply. Dr. Brian Reaney calls it a major advance. Kincaid credits Vanderbilt and urges others to seek help early. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. It's 12 minutes before the hour, and we're going to have the forecast coming up and the CBS Entertainment Report.
Followed by?
With Matt Wolf.
Followed by?
Followed by? Oh, the news. It's from CBS. And do you do the news before we get to the 7 o'clock hour?
No.
I don't think you do.
I don't.
Wow, no. That was quick.
Followed by the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew. Followed by Swap and Shop. Followed by Action Line. Followed by the Roundtable. Followed by Rutherford Issues.
Yeah.
Followed by the Rick Burgess Show.
Yeah. Followed by?
Followed by Dave Ramsey.
Yeah.
The Ramsey Show. Followed by Financial Coaching Radio.
Who is the girl that's with, what's the guy that I really like from Dave Ramsey?
Ken.
Yeah. What's his last name?
Coleman.
Ken Coleman.
It's on Fridays. I can't remember her name.
I love her. She's great.
The two of them together,
yes,
I think, are the two best hosts. That Friday show that they do is great.
And they make a lot. They're funny.
They're funny. They've got really good camaraderie
Jade Warshaw.
Just if I don't finish it, it's going to bother me. But Financial Coaching Radio is followed by All Sports Talk, followed by whatever evening programming we have. Then Coast to Coast AM, and we do it all over again the next day.
Would you like to read tomorrow's?
The Ramsey personalities include Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, his daughter, George Camel, who doesn't look like a camel, Jade Warshaw, Ken Coleman, Dr. John Deloney, and Eddie Cullen.
Now, Ken Coleman also does a podcast, right?
Yes. It used to be a radio show.
Yeah.
They moved it to a podcast.
Once a week, Ramsey.
Yes.
Yeah.
And John Deloney does, or it's George Camel, one of the two, does a podcast driving in a car, getting coffee, kind of a spinoff of, or a
Seinfeld
spoof of the Seinfeld thing that's done, but they talk to different people, and it's money stuff, usually.
It surprises me how podcasts have become so popular, and with just about any kind of idea.
Yeah. You could do anything.
It's like you and I could just start a podcast. And
you
might get lucky and people might listen to you.
I found a podcast that I like. I like movie podcasts, people talking about movies. And I found one recently called Lost in Translation. And what they do is they watch a foreign movie without subtitles and then make up the plot of the movie based on it. So they watch it and then they come on and make up the plot of the movie and review the movie.
That's pretty cool.
Without knowing what it's about.
That's pretty cool.
If you got a good enough idea, you can make a solid podcast.
You know, there's one, the podcast that are the toughest to me is when you do a single, you're by yourself.
Uh-huh.
And you're just talking.
Well, I mean, same thing's true with radio. It's hard to do a radio show by yourself.
Yeah.
You know? My favorite podcast of all time is the Rutherford Roundup podcast with host Dalton Barrett.
Oh, when is that on?
It's a WGNS podcast exclusive.
So I can go to it?
You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube.
Really?
Anywhere, yeah.
What's it under when you go to WGNS Radio and you see where it's going to say Rutherford Roundup?
Rutherford Roundup, yeah.
And it's a compilation of...
Yes, so it's about 5 to 7 minutes of just the top news for the day. Weekdays, we put it up most weekdays. So it is. It's just like 5 to 7 minutes, all the news, more than just the headlines.
And then there's the Rutherford Weather podcast with Brian.
Well, that's more of a show. That's a more of a channel than you know.
It's okay.
Kind of
I could get a podcast going.
You have the Wake Up Crew podcast.
Yeah, but you know, one where you would be a guest.
Oh,
you two would be guests, and I could talk to dignitaries
like an interview type podcast.
Sorta, yeah.
John's chair, but John's recliner.
I like to ask questions about their, you know, more personal than just you know. You know, have the mayor on. So how many kids you got, mayor? You know, that kind of thing.
We could bring back the idea of Dinkin's Donuts. That's the name.
Why did that name?
I don't remember.
Oh,
Dinkin' Donuts. So that's the name of your podcast.
It's time to go to celebrity birthdays on that.
Okay.
Anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today?
Happy I was on the Ramsey website looking at jobs. They pay a lot more than they do around here.
He was on a show while it's live. He goes,
"Well, I was rethinking my future."
Well, you heard it first here on the Wake Up Crew. That's never been done, I'm sure, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sure it has.
We really don't have a lot of celebrity birthdays, but we have a few. Speaking of the dictionary, Noah Webster, born in 1758.
Not to be confused with a spider's web.
No.
You know, I have a feeling that Dictionary Day is because of Noah Webster.
That could be. So. You know, you might be right.
Probably.
See, I'm employable.
And your attention span is great.
Is this highlight reel?
In 1925, Angela Lansbury, a British actor born in London, England.
Not to be confused with the blueberry, because that's a fruit.
I used to hate the show. Seeing her on her little bicycle driving around in the credits.
May she rest in peace.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. 1958, Tim Robbins, an actor. He was his biggest movie, Shawshank Redemption.
Not to be confused with Robin, Batman's sidekick.
No, he's going to be on Nashville 911. Mm. 1992... Bryce Harper, American baseball player, born in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Not to be confused with the harp, the instrument.
Okay, we're running out of time here, okay? Bob Landon, Kelly Young, Paula Baltimore, Sophia Arnett, and Michael Arms have birthdays today. Brian?
Call in your birthdays or anniversaries this morning, 615-893-1450. I'll take it over. 615-893-1450.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll see lots of sunshine as temperatures top out in the upper 70s, falling back to 51 tonight with a few clouds rolling through, warming up to 83 on Friday and mostly sunny. Passing clouds come in for Friday night as we bottom out around 60. We'll see another sunny day on Saturday, a high of 86 and winds pick up. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 58 degrees.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Drive EV program has resources for members who would like to learn more about all aspects of EVs. MTE is developing programs and educational materials to answer member questions. Learn more at driveev.com.
Good morning. It's loading up pretty good right now with more volume. Right on schedule, actually, on 24 westbound here at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. You got all that traffic flow coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, here up through Antioch. It's also picked up through the Mount Juliet area just in the last few minutes. Westbound I-40 headed on over in through Hermitage. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave our store humming.
Play an old guitar, a dime and a half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy!
So Jim Carrey's been keeping a low profile lately, but that might change in a very futuristic way. So we're hearing Carrey is signing up for a live-action version of The Jetsons, the classic Hanna-Barbera cartoon that debuted way back in 1962. Colin Trevorrow from the Jurassic World films is reportedly directing, all this in the very early stages of development. We're assuming Jim would play George Jetson because he's not exactly the Mr. Spacely type. Put tipsy aside, Shaboozy telling Billboard his next album will be a little bit more serious, a concept album about femininity, he says. Oh yeah, and he's launching his own record label too. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew, but unfortunately, we got to say bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
We're out of here.
We're going to be gone until 7. We're not out of here, but we're going to be back 11
Speak
after
for
7.
Yourself.
Okay. Going to be John and Brian, I guess.
Who invited him on Thursdays?
Carolyn Baldridge Martin is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for all the work she puts in creating fun activities for everyone at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Carolyn Baldridge Martin is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harris. And you're making me laugh. Stop. At the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. This Good Neighbor Spotlight is built by SRM Concrete, locally owned, no locally grown, nationally known, supporting the folks who help keep Rutherford County thriving. SRM does a great job with that.
And, of course, Miss Baldridge Martin, not to be confused with my father, Mr. Bald Man Martin.
See, that's what I was thinking. I'm so sorry, Brian, because he brought it up.
You can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate someone.
A new show's coming up, and just after the news, it's Brian back with you, presented by America's Thrift Stores.
And we're coming up on the news at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
President authorizes covert operation.
I think Venezuela is feeling heat, but I think a lot of other countries are feeling heat too.
Court pauses federal firings.
They went in and fired entire programs, even statutorily mandated by law.
ICE showdown in Chicago. Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump has authorized the CIA to conduct covert operations in Venezuela. an escalation in pressure that follows a string of U.S. military strikes on boats off the country's coast. Here's CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Trump told CBS News' Ed O'Keefe he authorized the CIA to get involved due to a flood of drugs from Venezuela and criminals.
Why did you authorize the CIA to go into Venezuela?
I authorized for two reasons, really. Number one, they have emptied their prisons into the United States of America.
While hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans have come legally and illegally to the United States in recent years, there is no evidence they've come out of prisons. The U.S. military has added about 10,000 troops in the Caribbean, including 2,000 Marines aboard the USS Iwo Jima. Trump warned it could launch strikes on land.
We are certainly looking at land now because we've got the sea very well under control.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the White House from firing government workers during the 16-day-old shutdown. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns on Capitol Hill.
Among those who received a layoff notice over the weekend is this CDC scientist who asked us to conceal her identity for fear of retribution. She's worked at the agency for the past decade, studying chronic diseases like diabetes and heart disease, and warns about the impact of the layoffs.
For everyday Americans, is their public health at risk?
Absolutely. The everyday American should be very concerned. It's going to mean more deaths, more preventable deaths. People will absolutely die from the impact of this administration.
A spokesperson for the Department of Health and Human Services said the layoffs were part of cutting a bloated bureaucracy and that the positions were deemed non-essential by their divisions. But the scientists we spoke to said the cuts of the CDC will impact responses to disease outbreaks like the measles outbreak in South Carolina.
Now to Chicago, CBS's Usher Qureshi reports a high-speed car chase this week ended when Border Patrol agents slammed their SUV into the back of a car to apprehend two undocumented immigrants.
Ice go home! Ice go home!
Police say a crowd formed, and as officers moved in to calm the scene, some people threw objects at federal agents. In response, the agents deployed tear gas, hitting both protesters and officers, and made several arrests. Juanita Garnica says her 16-year-old son was detained.
Nobody called me. Nobody did anything.
In recent weeks, we've seen confrontations with immigration officers escalate across the Chicago area, sparking fear and outrage.
What's the feeling in the community right now?
So sad, scary.
I've never seen immigration enforcement done in this particular manner with this level of aggression.
Former acting ICE director John Sendwig, who served in the Obama administration, argues immigration operations are meant to be discreet, not played out in public.
I think that the administration has put these agents in a really tough spot. They've put them on a very contentious and politically charged mission.
Overseas, CBS's Deborah Pata has the latest on the slow return of hostage bodies in Gaza.
To date, Hamas has returned nine bodies. Senior U.S. advisors have told CBS News that the level of destruction in Gaza has made it almost impossible to retrieve the rest, even if Hamas knew where they were buried. And there are concerns some lie beneath unexploded ordnance. President Trump has weighed in.
It's a gruesome process. I almost hate to talk about it. But they're digging. They're actually digging. There are areas where they're digging and they're finding a lot of bodies.
Israel said it would return the bodies of 15 Palestinians in exchange for every hostage. For the past few days, the Red Cross has been transferring the remains of loved ones back to Gaza.
After hearing arguments in a Louisiana case yesterday, the Supreme Court has indicated a willingness to limit race-based districts under Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys Anthony Salvanto says if the court eventually rules that way, it could prompt action in other states and increase Republican power in the House of Representatives.
If the VRA Section 2 goes away, then we estimate maybe as many as 12 of these districts could go back to the Republicans, which makes it way harder for the Democrats to take Congress next year, way easier for the Republicans.
5 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A major airlift is going on in western Alaska to get to people who've been trapped in coastal towns that have been overwhelmed by flooding. The remnants of a typhoon caused a record storm surge that has more than 1,500 people in shelters. KYES-TV reporter Lauren Maxwell.
For people in the village of Nightmute, the devastation is all around. Charles Post says his village is full of flooded homes people can't or won't go back to.
And people that who are still scared of what happened are not going back yet, and some that were evacuated, I believe they're still there hanging out, and they have no plans or what they're going to do next.
Bank of America is being sued. As CBS's Matt Piper reports, it has to do with Jeffrey Epstein.
The lawsuit claims Bank of America facilitated and also benefited from Jeffrey Epstein's alleged sex trafficking venture. The suit, filed on behalf of a Jane Doe, says Epstein had a plethora of information but chose profit over protecting the victims. It comes after Rep. Jamie Raskin, the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, opened an investigation into four large banks, including Bank of America, over their business relationship with Epstein. That probe is seeking more information about $1.5 billion in financial transactions handled by the banks on behalf of Epstein.
A second bank, Bank of New York, is also being sued by the woman. Diane Keaton's family tells People.com that the Oscar winner's death last weekend was caused by pneumonia. They say they're grateful for the messages of love and support they've received, and they've asked for donations in Keaton's memory to local food banks or animal shelters. Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details. .com.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. It's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, along here with us for the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew this morning. Right now, we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Murfreesboro favorite, Toots.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll see lots of sunshine as temperatures top out in the upper 70s, falling back to 51 tonight with a few clouds rolling through, warming up to 83 on Friday and mostly sunny. Passing clouds come in for Friday night as we bottom out around 60. We'll see another sunny day on Saturday, a high of 86, and winds pick up. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 58 degrees.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is.
Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning. We've had a couple of minor accidents in the Antioch area here in the last few minutes. Both of them were westbound on 24. Again, starting to get really heavy in that area there. Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. All that traffic behind it being pushed in right now on 24 westbound. Coming out of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Again, trying to get up through the Antioch area. It's also increased down 65 southbound through Millersville. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery right here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country, yet is still family-owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Cowboys ain't easy to love. And they're harder to hold.
If they were looking for intelligent life, I don't think they'd come here.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
No truer words spoken.
I hope that gets you in a better mood.
I'm in a fine mood.
Okay.
What's crazy is he's in a better mood now than he was before.
Well, you know, he said there were going to be changes between the break.
No, he couldn't find any replacements.
We're still sitting here.
No, the change was he applied for that job at Ramsey.
It is the second hour of the Wake Up Crew, episode 1763, Thursday.
He can't find anybody to quit.
No, this is as good as it gets, folks. October 16th, and Halloween's just 15 days away. We're at the middle of the month, so here we go. We've got some football for you tomorrow night. It's Siegel at Riverdale here on WGNS and Big G TV. Hope you'll join us for that. And this weekend,
wow!
Tennessee is at Alabama. Vandy hosts LSU. Middle Tennessee is off this weekend. And the Tennessee Titans take on the Las Vegas. What are
Raiders.
They? The Raiders. Yeah, the Raiders. There you go.
Want to put a bet on that game?
I thought Titans host New England.
No.
That's what it says on my sheet.
Oh, New England. That's right. That was last week. Uh-oh, so they host New England.
Oh, that's Mike Vrabel.
Let's see. We've got our song of the day. We're doing Halloween songs this week and the rest of the month and through Halloween. Then we'll do Thanksgiving songs for a whole month. There are no Thanksgiving songs for a whole month.
I had an idea, and I can't remember what it was.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go.
Yeah, I guess we could do that. Here's today's song of the day. Somebody's watching me.
I always feel like somebody's watching me. Tell me, is it just a dream? When I come home at night, I make the door real tight.
That's Rockwell with Somebody's Watching Me.
We're building up to Bobby Boris Pickett.
CEO, my thought for the next round of Song of the Day.
You've already given a thought.
Oh, have I?
I have it in my email.
Well, for the one following that.
He didn't go through the CEO of the...
I think we talked about it on the air.
It was a while ago, and then we needed to go to Halloween song. So it's something about movies and hits from movies, songs that were hits from movies or something.
Yeah, songs that became hits because of the movie.
Yeah, right. I think it's like something that. Like that.
Well, my idea for the next one was hauntingly beautiful songs.
Hauntingly beautiful.
So just like real pretty, beautiful songs. Make you think.
Skyfall.
Like that, yes. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing.
Sounds boring.
Well, we're always doing upbeat stuff. It's time to slow it down.
Skyfall.
We've only got a few more before we're at Christmas songs, and then that'll take us for a month.
Sounds pretty boring.
Well, CEO, what do you think?
I think we ought to go with it.
Okay.
We'll forget about it by the time the month comes around.
We had a meeting.
Oh, did we?
No, we did. You have nothing to do with it.
And then, for January.
Just work for us.
For January.
Oh, really? Not for long.
Kind of a theme, isn't it?
For January, I was thinking we could do the Wake Up Crew's favorite songs. And so you could have five that are your favorite.
Hey, good idea there.
He could have five.
Wait a minute. Monday's Debbie Gibson.
So who's actually the CEO here?
I am.
He has the final say. That's what a CEO does. That's what the boss does.
I say, are you saying I'm not the CEO?
Well, he's the one giving all the ideas.
Well, in any business, the CEO makes the call, but he listens to his employees.
I live in a big mansion, a couple miles out of town, and he just sends them to me, and I go, yes, I just stamp it.
Stamp it.
So you're a rubber stamp.
That was cruel.
Aren't we going to have a new leaf? I thought we decided that.
No, that was you. You decided it.
Oh, so we're not. Okay.
No, did you say we? You said you were turning over a new leaf.
No, well, okay.
Leaf's falling off the tree.
You're not. You're not, right, T.O.L.? Okay, anyway. See, I'm going to quit doing that. See, you made me do it again.
I did. I did.
Instigator. We're going to do... This is where you get your stuff over there, and you look up stuff that you...
Why don't you...
All of the stuff that you don't like because it's in a folder and organized.
Why don't you read some of the top toys that Amazon is suggesting kids buy for Christmas this year. Time to get on Christmas shopping. If you get on it early, then you...
Kids have no money. They can't buy anything.
Well, their parents are going to buy it, but...
I think you're just being difficult,
Brian. I'm just saying, parents, if you get on your Christmas shopping early, then, you'll save a little money leading up to Christmas.
It's possible.
I just bailed him out, and he's rude. He's being rude to me.
Well, I didn't want to do that.
What were you going to do?
Ooh, a 3D doodler. It's a 3D.
Obvious the work pressure is getting to him.
Hold on.
It's the 3D doodler.
What is the 3D doodler?
It's a 3D pen, and you make 3D things with a 3D doodler.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive.
I think it's just 3 doodler. 3D oodler.
I can call it what I want to.
Okay.
It's a 3D doodler.
How many times are you going to say it?
What's our song of the day?
And it could be fun. We've already done it.
Anything. Something. Put something on.
Oh, it's the Melissa and Doug Dust Sweep Mop. We need that. It's for 3+ here. We could use that. It's got a duster and everything.
Is it a fake, like, toy mop?
No. I mean, it's got real bristles on the mop. Oh,
put your kids to work.
Can I go home?
Well, maybe that is for our Melissa.
Oh, maybe.
It says Melissa and Doug. She'll never use that toy. Let's see. Beats Solo.
Oh, headphones.
Mm-hmm. There's a Samsung Galaxy tablet.
Ah, for the older kids, for the teens.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, there's an American Girl doll.
How many times have I done this segment? Does it sound like this when I do it?
This is the segment that won't end.
Tony's.
Really.
There's this. Oh, we don't want to see that. That's a kid's toy? My goodness. Amazon, what are you doing? They've got a cool story and stickers in the middle. Transformers are apparently popular now.
Weren't you going to clean that information stuff that you had there?
This was part of it.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, a Spidey and his amazing friends, Water Webs, Miles Morales, Bubble Slinger.
I had one of those when I was a kid, actually.
I watched that show.
Oh, those are cool.
Lena, that little.
I know.
Yeah. Waterwebs. Okay, here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and the Blue Jays found their offense in Game 3 of the ALCS.
His pitch. Vladdy hits it high in deep center field. Moving back, Rodriguez at the warning track. Leaps at the fence. Did he get it? He did not. It's gone. Home run, Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Blue Jays Radio Network on the call. That was 1 of 5 home runs for Toronto. They also had 18 hits as they crushed the Mariners 13-4, but Seattle still leads the series 2-1. Thursday night football between the Bengals and the Steelers, but Cincinnati has listed their pass rusher Trey Hendrickson as questionable because of a hip injury. In NBA news, ESPN reports that LeBron James, who's dealing with sciatica, will take a patient approach before his Lakers season debut with the expectation that he could return early November, but they may push the timeline back if needed. And on the ice, the Mammoth took down the Flames 3-1.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
The law offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders.
So if you think you're going to get rich quick with a frivolous case, I'm not the lawyer for you.
I want you to know that I appreciate everything you have done so much. I know you went over and beyond.
If we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done, no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in all our soft sourdough products, so we don't use any American GMO. We don't use any seed oils in our sourdough products. We also have many, many other things. So come out and see us at the Lane Agricultural Center at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This is Jeremy Mack with Bantam Farm. Bantam Farm specializes in soft sourdough bread. We use an Italian flour and olive oil in products, so come out and see us.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on the Wake Up Crew, 722, and being a Thursday, it's time to head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. That's where we find Hope Rogers, always hanging out there. And Hope, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much, Brian.
Good. Well, that's awesome. I thought we would do a little kind of role play, all right?
Okay.
So,
sounds fun.
I will be the person who is thinking, what is the Villages of Murfreesboro? What are you about? And just kind of go through maybe a person out there listening who's thinking about this can get some questions answered. So kind of what is the Villages of Murfreesboro whenever someone asks you that?
Well, whenever I get that, you know, that question almost daily, and we're a senior living community that's been here for a little over 4 years now. We offer maintenance-free living for those that are looking to maybe downsize from their home and get out from under the care and the responsibility that comes from owning your home. And in addition to that, you're being provided with a lot of amenities in your monthly lease that, can help simplify life. Things like three meals a day, housekeeping, transportation, all your utilities are included, plus your cable, your phone, your internet. So no more talking to Comcast, which is huge and worth the money. Medical services that include a nurse practitioner that's here weekly, a podiatrist, a non-medical provider that has services that people can contract for. And in addition to a social calendar that, you know, is full of activities and things to keep people engaged and out doing things and staying busy.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot. That's just my opening line.
So, you know, when someone is considering a senior care community, there are many things, and some of those things that you mentioned are unique to the Villages of Murfreesboro. Are there any other things there that kind of pop into your mind that kind of sets the Villages apart from others, maybe?
Yeah, you know, in addition to having lots of floor plans to pick from, something that's probably going to meet everybody's needs, rather that's a studio or a one bedroom or a two bedroom. You know, I think the size of our community is kind of important because, you know, we only have 66 apartments here and we're located on two floors. Of course, we have elevators that make it easy to access from floor to floor, but I think the size, it makes people kind of feel more at ease and kind of provides that family atmosphere because you can kind of get to know your neighbors and it's not so overwhelming. You know, they're constantly making that comment when I'm given a tour that they like the size and that, you know, if they're in the apartment that is the furthest from the elevator, it's really not that far. They can still access it easy. And, you know, for those that may have mobility issues, so, yeah, I think that means a lot to people, just not wanting that, you know, grandiose hotel feeling. It's a little more, it's cozier, I guess.
And with the various floor plans, you know, more room, less room. It's just kind of whatever the person feels most comfortable with, but it's theirs. So, you know, they've got their own specific area that they can call their own and then still have community living at the same time. So it's kind of the best of all worlds.
It really is. And you know, a lot of people ask that, do I bring my own stuff? Most definitely. This is an apartment that you are furnishing with your own personal items. You hang pictures, you can paint, you know, whatever it you want to do to make that feel like home. And of course, we're providing your dishwasher, your stove, your refrigerator, your microwave, your washer and dryer, all that's included. And we're going to, you know, take care of those things. And then the walk-in showers, a lot of people ask, you know, are there handrails and safety devices? And yes, all of those are, every apartment is equipped with handrails throughout their bathrooms and in their showers. So yeah, they've thought of all that as well.
And another great thing is that you don't have to worry about if the stove's on the fritz or the air doesn't work, and or, you know, you're going to fix all of those things. So it's kind of maintenance-free living.
It truly is maintenance-free living. And, you know, I gave a tour today, and the daughters, you know, they were talking about that their mom's biggest holdup with a senior living community like this was feeling like she'd lose her independence and having people coming into her apartment all the time. And I, you know, had to just reassure them that is not the case in independent living, that we don't come into your apartment unless you invite us in. And that's either through housekeeping or services from our non-medical provider or, of course, an emergency. But otherwise, you know, we may not see you except for a meal. And if that even that's too much for you, you can get your meal to go. So many of the apartments on the first floor even have private entrances. So, you know, some of these residents we see very little of.
Well, and getting those meals taken care of is just another perk. I mean, the list just goes on and on. So Hope, if someone is interested in finding out more about senior living at the Villages of Murfreesboro, what would they need to do?
They just need to give us a call, and we'll be happy to speak with them over the telephone. We love giving tours. If they just give me a call, 615-848-3030. Sue and I are always here, and we'll be happy to talk to them.
That is Hope Rogers at the Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail, between Medical Center Parkway and Wilkinson Pike here in Murfreesboro. The Villages, Murfreesboro.com online.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
We're talking with Sue Turpin at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
All the activities that we have, the little trips we take, it's all fun. I absolutely enjoy this place. Everybody here is wonderful, the residents, and all the staff is great. The food is wonderful. It's a great, great place. I would recommend it to anybody.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It is the Wake Up Crew Thursday morning edition here, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores from WGNS.
And just a few birthdays. We could use some more, I think, to pick on the list. Bob Landham, Kelly Young, Paula Baltimore, Sophia Arnett, and Michael Arms have birthdays today.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, time to get them into us. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That is the website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig. That's the prize. Get them in.
So, yes, indeed. Call or text in birthdays this morning. We've got Throwback Thursday coming up in a few moments on the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift, where new deals await. And they're your Halloween hub, I should say. So go in and grab some one-of-a-kind ideas for Halloween at America's Thrift Store. Name brand items, too, at low prices. America's Thrift on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll see lots of sunshine as temperatures top out in the upper 70s, falling back to 51 tonight with a few clouds rolling through, warming up to 83 on Friday and mostly sunny. Passing clouds come in for Friday night as we bottom out around 60. We'll see another sunny day on Saturday, a high of 86, and winds pick up. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 58 degrees.
Good morning. Starting a little bit heavier now, right, where you would expect through the Mount Juliet area, especially on I-40 coming westbound, passing Belinda Parkway as traffic cranks up now down 65 through the Madison area with that steady flow of traffic here on 65 southbound at Briley Parkway. It'll slow on you just a bit in times there on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, right here in the Middle Tennessee, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out first. strtowing.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
In Murfreesboro, retired Rutherford County Sheriff Robert Arnold has announced his candidacy for the U.S. House of Representatives in Tennessee's 4th District. Arnold is positioning himself as a strong law and order candidate, pledging to fight political overreach in the Department of Justice while supporting President Donald Trump. Arnold says he understands how the justice system can be misused for political gain. However, Arnold's return to public life comes with a controversial past. In 2017, he was sentenced to 4 years in federal prison after pleading guilty to wire fraud, honest service fraud, and extortion. The charges stemmed from a scheme to profit from selling e-cigarettes to inmates at the Rutherford County Jail, diverting proceeds for personal use and attempting to conceal his involvement. He resigned as sheriff just before entering the plea and was ordered to pay $60,000 in restitution. Now Arnold says he wants to bring real-world law enforcement experience to Congress while criticizing the current incumbent as disconnected from the needs of Tennessee families. While politics heat up, first responders in Murfreesboro were praised for their cool-headed response to a late-night fire. Rutherford County Fire and Rescue crews were called to Baird's Corner Drive just after 11 p.m. on Monday, where they found heavy flames and smoke pouring from a home's garage. Firefighters quickly located and rescued a resident inside, who was then evaluated by Rutherford County EMS. Thanks to their fast action, the fire was contained to just the garage, sparing the main living areas from major damage. Commander John Engel credited the firefighters' training and coordination for saving both a life and a home. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security. Powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's the Wake Up Crew, brought to you by America's Thrift Stores, here for a Thursday morning. And Dalton is here, so we have to throw back to yesterday.
Ah, do you remember these?
At least you're participating.
Or, you know, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
2 decades.
Right. A big Halloween memory for you. What's...
A memory I'll never forget, and this is almost to what's bugging me.
Oh, wow.
But it
how did you combine that? How did you combine the
it
two?
It bugged me 20 years ago. Not as much today. But I'll never forget the Halloween I got to go as Batman.
Oh, man, that had to be special.
Oh, it was right after Batman Begins came out. So I was 6 years old. And that costume was so sweet. Had the big muscles in it.
Oh, yeah.
Big old chest. I had the...
And how old were you?
Six.
Six. Perfect age.
So 20 years ago, this was 20 years ago. And I'll never forget him coming into the room before I put my costume on. He says, hey, I need to do something real quick. And he took my costume. And when he comes back on my cape, on Batman's cape, there's a big yellow X with reflective tape. And there's two lines on the leg and two lines on the arm of reflective tape.
He was trying to protect you.
Yeah. But how
See
cool.
See what it got me?
How cool is Batman? Batman, ninja in the shadows with reflective tape on his cape.
Oh.
I didn't even get to put it on the first time before I had reflective tape on it.
Did y'all trick-or-treat in the neighborhood or something?
No! We drove everywhere! We didn't even walk!
You mean you got out of the car and walked to the house?
Yes!
You might have gotten run over by a dog or something running through the yard.
That did kind of take the glamour away from
Batman, yeah. Anyone else, I think it would have been fine. It was just the fact that it was Batman.
Man, that's pretty funny.
You know, now they make Halloween costumes with the reflective stuff in them.
See?
He was kind of ahead of the curve. But instead, it'll be like, you know, Batman's logo has the reflective on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, not a big yellow X on his cape.
Did it have the yellow and black?
No, because it was Batman Begins.
Oh, okay.
First Christian Bale.
So, honey, you are young.
All black.
Yeah, man, that
well,
was cool.
Well, he's young. It was 20 years ago.
So the reflective tape showed up much worse on that one.
Yes, it did.
It didn't even match the...
He didn't even put it on, like, the belt. You know, Batman's yellow belt, his famous yellow belt.
Well, the Joker did it.
I think that's what you said. You probably said that verbatim.
I mean, he was fixing to go out the door and you did it?
I don't remember.
I was
this.
Fixing to put on the costume. I hadn't even gotten dressed yet. I'd never worn it. I never got to wear it without the reflective tape on it.
There's a picture of you without it on there.
Because it was on the cape!
So it was on the back of the cape.
Yeah, I think there was some on the legs.
Well, he couldn't see it. On the back of the cape.
Was it a full, like, mask over your
head? Yeah, full mask. Tied up in the back.
He must have spent some money on that.
Well, he might not have been able to see, and that's why he had to have reflective tape. He could wander off.
What was Bobby Dora that year?
I don't remember.
There's a picture of us standing together, and I think Bobby was Dora.
I got to see this picture. If you've got one, I got to see it.
What you'll say is, that's a cool costume. I can't believe you ruined it!
No, there's a picture.
But there's nothing on the front.
Not in the picture, but there was in, you know.
Oh, no, he didn't.
You know. I'm telling you,
front.
Right down the middle of the leg.
There's also...
What about the belt? Wouldn't that have worked?
That's what I'm saying.
Go ahead. Sorry.
There was also a Halloween costume that he's also forgotten when he went as Dora.
I did go as Dora 1 year.
And why?
Dora the Explorer.
And there was no reflective tape at that
there
point.
There was not.
You didn't even want to know that
no.
It was your son.
Who's this kid dressed up as Dora
the Explorer? My greatest Halloween
okay,
costume
so
of all time.
You've gone as Batman. You've gone as... surely you went as Spider-Man.
I think I went as Spider-Man and Superman.
Yeah. Oh, Superman.
And then I was once a crayon.
That's neat.
I made that costume myself, but yeah. I was a crayon.
That's neat. Yeah. Well, did you ever dress up? You probably didn't. You're like me. We're in the old days.
He was Wonder Man.
I remember being Casper the Ghost with that plastic... Casper face that you'd put on that had the rubber band around the back. You remember those old costumes?
Oh, yeah, gosh.
You couldn't see a thing out of them?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah, that was back in the day for sure. On Throwback Thursday.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
America's Thrift Stores is now open at the corner of Middle Tennessee and MLK Jr. Boulevard. Whether you're thrifting for a one-of-a-kind statement piece, name-brand jeans, or just browsing for the thrill of the find, America's Thrift offers unbeatable value with prices up to 70% off retail. Don't miss the deals. Don't miss the fun. Come celebrate the grand opening of America's Thrift Stores in Murfreesboro. Visit americasthrift.com/Murfreesboro for all the details.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up things on a Thursday morning, and October 16th here for you. Here today, Carolyn Baldridge Martin, today's Good Neighbor of the Day from SRM Concrete, for all of the work that she puts in creating fun activities for everybody at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. Carolyn Baldridge Martin, today the recipient of flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with WGNS, and thanks to Ryan Flowers for their many years of constant participation here in the Good Neighbor of the Day. This salute is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and supporting the folks who keep Rutherford County thriving. The way to get in a good neighbor to us is text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. That gets them here just as well, and we'll take care of it from there. The Wake Up Crew is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through sharing change, MTE members can round up their bills to the nearest dollar. Support local nonprofits. If you wish to do that, you can find out more about that program at sharingchange.org.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Hey, what do you call a running chicken?
I don't know. What?
Fast food.
Replay.
Thumbs up.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to say.
You can't even look me in the eye when you say thumbs up.
Oh, my. Are you kidding me?
I thought you were ashamed
up.
Of
no,
that thumbs
no,
up.
No.
I'm ashamed of the thumbs up, but it was a thumbs up for sure.
He always says it.
That's, you know, not, like, you know how they talk about like a guilty pleasure movie? That's a guilty pleasure joke. This guy in the background...
He just likes to keep running.
Why not? What have we learned today?
I've left her home.
I'm telling you, man.
I don't know.
We talked about
Did we even do a show today?
We did a Throwback Thursday about your Halloween costume.
That's true. That was recent.
That was 5 minutes ago.
Hey, give me a break.
Sorry.
I'm the one that always remembers it. Remember?
Nobody. Yeah. Your opener at 7-Eleven this morning.
That was just strange. That wasn't anything. I've never seen anything that before.
That was not Rutherford Issues, nor was it Wake Up Crew,
Join
Brian.
Us again tomorrow when Brian looks through a magazine.
Well, the segment idea is not bad. You know, like, are some toys for kids this year? But yeah. It's just like, we have a 3D doodler. Woo, a 3D doodler.
I thought we'd lost him. I really thought we'd lost him
if
during
there's
that segment.
Ever, and I know I say this
it was
a lot.
Fun.
If there's ever been a show you need to go back and listen to the podcast of, I think it's today's. If you missed any of it, you need to hear this whole thing in its entirety. This is historic.
That's the word I was using. Yeah, historic.
What else did we do?
I don't have a clue.
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's all a blur.
It's Dictionary Day.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It is.
And we talked about Noah Webster's birthday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You applied for a job at Ramsey? Live on the air?
Well, we were trying to get him to have a discussion with us.
Well, you were talking about
Ramsey personality. We did a programming note of just all the programs on WGNS.
Yeah, that was another strange segment.
Ooh.
But we talked about the personalities over at Ramsey that do the show, mm-hmm. and I said I like Ken Coleman and Jade.
Yep, that's the Friday host. They do a great job.
Ooh, they have a paid media specialist. I wonder what that is.
I don't know, but why don't we do it after the show is over?
Why don't we get out of here with our song of the day?
Yeah, this gives me some ideas. A customer success agent.
Oh, he's still going.
Okay, we'll wrap up here. Song of the day. We're looking at Halloween songs, and this is Rockwell's Somebody's Watching Me. I always feel like somebody's
watching me. Tell me John threw his hip out.
No.
Oh, wow. That's not the new one, is it?
I don't know. There's so many in my body, I don't know.
Call him Hip Man. That's it for the show today. Have a good one. We'll see you back tomorrow to wrap up the week of Finally Friday. See you then. When I'm in the shower, I'm afraid to wash my hair. Because I might open my eyes and find someone standing there. People say I'm crazy. Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we'll see lots of sunshine as temperatures top out in the upper 70s. Falling back to 51 tonight with a few clouds rolling through. Warming up to 83 on Friday and mostly sunny. Passing clouds come in for Friday night as we bottom out around 60. We'll see another sunny day on Saturday, a high of 86, and winds pick up. I'm meteorologist Regina Kroll from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 58 degrees. Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property. You have a staff that comes to your home.